While Krishna and Balarama were dealing with the sacrificial brahmanas, they also saw that the cowherd men were preparing a sacrifice to pacify Indra, the king of heaven. He is responsible for supplying rain. Krishna, the omniscient personality of Godhead, knew their plan. Yet with honor and submission, he began to inquire from elder personalities like Maharaja Nanda. "My dear father," he asked, "what is this arrangement for a great sacrifice? What is its result? For whom is it meant? And how is it performed? Please explain, for I am eager to know." At first, Nanda remained silent, thinking the boy might not understand. Krishna persisted gently. "For those who are open-hearted," he said, "there should be no secrecy among family and friends. One who acts with knowledge gains the full result. Please tell me whether this sacrifice follows Vedic injunction or is simply a popular ceremony." Hearing this, Nanda Maharaja replied that the ceremony was more or less traditional. Rainfall comes by Indra's mercy, and clouds are his representatives. Water is essential for farming and life. Therefore, they wish to show gratitude to Indra, who had kindly sent sufficient rain. Without rain, there is no grain, and without grain, life and religious ceremonies suffer. So they should not give up this traditional function. After hearing this, Krishna spoke before his father and the elder cowherd men in such a way as to challenge Indra's false pride. He suggested they forego Indra's sacrifice. He explained that living beings receive results according to work and nature's arrangements under the Lord's control. The demigods are not absolute givers, independent of duty and the Supreme Lord's sanction. "My dear father," Krishna said, "I do not think you need to worship Indra for successful agriculture. Let us perform our prescribed duties very nicely." He identified their community with the Vaishyas, whose proper work includes farming, trade, cow protection, and related care. The men of Vrindavana were engaged primarily in protecting cows. Krishna said their relationship was especially with Govardhana Hill and the Vrindavana forest. Therefore, he requested Nanda to begin a sacrifice that would satisfy the local Brahmanas and Govardhana Hill, and to have nothing further to do with Indra worship. Nanda first proposed doing both, but Krishna urged him not to delay. "Better take the arrangements already prepared for Indra Yajna and engage them at once for Govardhana and the local Brahmanas." Finally, Nanda relented. The cowherd men asked how Krishna wanted the worship performed, and he gave clear directions. "Prepare very nice foods of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the sacrifice. Rice, dal, sweet preparations, milk sweets, and many dishes. Invite learned Brahmanas to chant Vedic hymns and offer oblations. Decorate all the cows and feed them well. Give sumptuous prasadam, even to lower animals and to people of every status. After nice grasses are given to the cows, begin the sacrifice known as Govardhana Puja. This sacrifice will very much satisfy me," Krishna said. The honest cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaja, accepted Krishna's proposal and executed everything in detail. They performed Govardhana worship and circumambulation of the hill. Learned Brahmanas chanted hymns and offered prasadam. The inhabitants decorated their cows, gave them grass, and keeping the cows in front, began to circumambulate Govardhana Hill. The gopis dressed festively and sang Krishna's glories. The Brahmanas offered blessings to the cowherd men and their wives. When everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared that he himself was Govardhana Hill, to convince the devotees that Govardhana and Krishna are identical. Then that great form began to accept and eat the offerings. Krishna himself, along with the inhabitants, offered obeisances. He declared that one who neglects this worship as he was conducting it would not be happy, and that for the good fortune of the cows and the people, all near Govardhana should worship the hill as he prescribed. Thus, performing the Govardhana Puja, also known as Anakuta, the inhabitants of Vrindavana followed the instructions of Krishna and afterward returned to their homes with joy. This chapter does not yet tell of storm or hill lifting. Tonight, we remember inquiry, dialogue, cow protection, prescribed work, abundant Anakuta foods, honor to Brahmanas, cows, animals, and all people with prasadam. decorated cows in circumambulation, and Krishna's great Govardhana form accepting the offerings. Grateful worship, done as Krishna directs, fills Vraja with festival joy. Krishna's dialogue was patient and precise. He honored his father with questions before he redirected the worship. He upheld cow protection and prescribed work so that gratitude would rest where Vraja's life actually grows. Govardhana, the forest, the cows, and the Lord's own arrangement. Anakuta means a mountain of food offered in love. Prasadam shared with every person and animal means no one is left outside the festival. When Krishna's great form accepted the offerings, the villagers saw with their own eyes that worship of Govardhana is worship of Krishna. Then they went home joyful, their duty complete, for that sacred day.